This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The second aid convoy destined for desperate Palestinian civilians reached Gaza as Israel widened its attacks to include targets in Syria, the occupied West Bank as well. Meanwhile, the Israeli prime minister warned Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group that if it launches its own war, Israel would cripple it with a force it cannot even imagine. For days, Israel has been on the verge of launching a ground offensive in Gaza following Hamas's brutal October 7th rampage through a series of Israeli communities. Tanks and troops have been massed at the Gaza border waiting for the command to cross. Hezbollah has announced the deaths of five more militants as clashes along the Lebanon-Israel border intensify. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited troops stationed near there on Sunday and again warned Lebanon not to let itself get dragged into a new war. The tiny Mediterranean country is home to Hezbollah, the Shiite Muslim political party with an armed wing of the same name. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the United States is ready to protect American forces or personnel in the Middle East should the Israel-Hamas war escalate as they expect. The two men say they expect the war will escalate through proxies for Iran. Blinken says the U.S. does not want to see an escalation, but he adds we're ready for it. The pair of top U.S. officials delivered the warnings as the war that followed the deadly October 7th attack on southern Israel entered its third week. The U.S. State Department has ordered all non-essential personnel at the embassy in Iraq to leave the country. This is VOA News. Ukrainian officials say six people have died in a missile strike on a mail depot in the eastern city of Kharkiv. A further 17 were wounded in the blast, which is believed to have been caused by a Russian S-300 rocket leaked Saturday. The Kharkiv governor said on social media. Meanwhile, officials in southern Ukraine said Sunday the Russian military had used a record number of aerial bombs over the country's Kherson region. Spokesperson for the Ukrainian military's operational command south said that 36 missiles had been recorded over the area in the past 24 hours. A court in Iran has sentenced two female journalists to up to 7 years in prison for collaborating with the U.S. government and other charges. Both have been imprisoned for more than a year following their coverage of the death of Mahsa Amini while in police custody in September of 2022. They can appeal the sentencing within 20 days. The two journalists who broke the news of Amini's death for wearing her headscarf too loosely wrote about her funeral and were sentenced to 7 and 6 years in jail, respectively. That's according to the Judiciary News website. Family, friends, and some of Michigan's top elected officials are paying respects Sunday to a Detroit synagogue president who was found fatally stabbed at her home Saturday. Police continue to investigate, but say so far no evidence has been found to show anti-Semitism was a motive. Samantha Wall is being remembered as a generous leader who built bridges between communities, including those of different faiths. Officers say that they followed a trail of blood to the victim's residence. The 40-year-old had led the Isaac Agreed downtown synagogue since 2022. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he will visit China in early November to meet President Xi Jinping. He also said Sunday that China has agreed to review the crippling tariffs it placed on Australian wine that have effectively blocked trade with the winemaker's biggest export market since 2020. Albanese will become the first Australian Prime Minister to visit China in 7 years when he travels to Beijing and Shanghai on November 4th through the 7th. He will meet with President Xi Jinping and Premier in Beijing and attend the China International Import Expo in Shanghai. Albanese is visiting Washington to meet President Joe Biden this week. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.